is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil.
Police opened fire on protesters and seven people were injured in rioting that erupted in downtown Rotterdam around demonstration against COVID-19 restrictions. The Dutch city's mayor called it an orgy of violence. He told reporters in the early hours Saturday morning that on a number of occasions, the police felt it necessary to draw their weapons to defend themselves as rioters ran rampage through the port city's central shopping district, setting fires and throwing rocks and fireworks at officers. They did not say and have details on the number of injuries. A number of police officers were also injured in the violence, and officers arrested dozens of people and expect to arrest more after studying video footage from security cameras. At least 17 people have died. Dozens are reported missing in the southern Indian state of Andhra Pradesh after days of heavy rains, according to authorities. The state has been hit by intense torrents since Thursday, sparking massive floods in at least five districts. The death toll rose to at least 17 Friday night after three people were killed when a building collapsed. 10 people trapped under debris were rescued, but some are still missing. Earlier on Friday, at least a dozen people died as heavy floods washed away the bus they were on. Search and rescue efforts for missing passengers continued Saturday. And deaths from various districts have been reported over the past few days, with officials warning that the numbers could rise as rescue operations carry on. Again, a death toll has risen to 17 by Friday night. This is VOA News. America's top defense official has vowed to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon and to counter its dangerous use of suicide drones in the wider Mideast. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, in his comments Saturday in Bahrain at the annual dialogue appear aimed at reassuring America's Gulf Arab allies as the Biden administration tries to revive the nuclear deal, which limited Iran's enrichment of uranium in exchange for the lifting of economic sanctions. His remarks also come after Gulf sheikdoms saw the U.S. chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. That raised concerns about America's commitment to the region, as defense officials say they want to pivot forces to counter perceived challenges from China and Russia. The buildup of Russian troops near Ukraine has left U.S. officials perplexed, muddying the Biden administration's response. Some Republican lawmakers have been pressing the U.S. to step up military support for Ukraine, but that risk turning what many be mere muscle flexing by Russian President Vladimir Putin into a full-blown confrontation that only adds to the peril for Ukraine and could trigger an energy crisis in Europe. A weak U.S. response carries its own risks, though. It could embolden Putin to take more aggressive steps against Ukraine as fears grow he could try to seize more of its territory. Kyle Rittenhouse has been acquitted of all charges after testifying he acted in self-defense in the deadly Kenosha, Wisconsin shootings that became a flashpoint in the nation's debate over guns, vigilantism, and racial injustice. The jury returned its verdict after close to 3.5 days of deliberation. Rittenhouse, who's 18, could have gotten life in prison if he was found guilty of the most serious charge against him. He was charged with homicide, attempted homicide, and recklessly endangering safety for killing two men and wounding a third with an AR-style semi-automatic rifle. Now, the shootings took place during a night of protest over police violence against black people in the tumultuous summer of 2020. Rittenhouse is white, as were those he shot. More than 28,000 Afghans have applied for temporary admission into the U.S. for humanitarian reasons since shortly before the Taliban recaptured Afghanistan and sparked a chaotic U.S. withdrawal, but now only about 100 of them have been approved. That's according to federal officials. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.